In this bulletin, women in the United States lose their constitutional right to an abortion after the Supreme Court overturns a 50-year-old ruling. Anthony Albanese angers the crossbench MPs by reducing their staffing levels. And in sport, the West Coast Eagles break a 9-match losing streak in a thriller against the Bombers. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Women in the United States will lose their constitutional right to an abortion after the Supreme Court overturned the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. That ruling gave women the absolute right to an abortion in the first 3 months of pregnancy. The court has effectively overturned the ruling in a case involving a women's health organization that challenged Mississippi's ban on abortion after 15 weeks. By ruling in favor of the state, the conservative majority on the court effectively ended the constitutional right to an abortion. President Joe Biden says the ruling is a tragic error and he's urging states to enact their own laws to allow women to have abortions. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Republican Party wants abortion banned in the U.S.
Be aware of this. The Republicans are plotting a nationwide abortion ban. They cannot be allowed to have a majority in the Congress to do that. But that's their goal.
The decision gives individual U.S. states the right to make their own laws on abortion, and up to half of America's 50 states are expected to do so. 13 have already passed so-called trigger laws, which will now lead to an immediate abortion ban. Ukraine has signaled its troops are withdrawing from the city of Severodonetsk, a move that would be a significant setback in its struggle to defeat Russian forces. Some of the heaviest fighting in the entire conflict has taken place in Severodonetsk, where street-by-street battles have raged for a month. The battle for the city is key for Russia to establish control over the last remaining Ukrainian-held areas of the Luhansk region. Provincial Governor Serhiy Gaidai says troops in Severodonetsk have already received the order to move to new positions, but he did not indicate whether they had already done so or where exactly they were going.
This is what we've been talking about, and there's no need to talk about so-called betrayal, as nobody is going to abandon our boys. No one will let encirclement happen, and no one is going to have a careless attitude. The situation is that remaining in positions, smashed to pieces over many months, just for the sake of staying there, does not make sense, because every day a number of casualties at the unfortified positions may increase.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has angered independent and minor party MPs by reducing their staffing allocation to just one advisor and four electorate staff. Anthony Albanese wrote to MPs advising them of the change, saying the government would increase funding to the parliamentary library to support them. Under the previous government, they were allowed two advisers and two assistant advisers. MPs have issued statements condemning the move. Kooyong Independent MP Monique Ryan says the measure is an attack on the crossbench and its ability to function effectively and hold the government to account. Politicians, community and faith leaders have turned out to a mosque east of Melbourne to show their support after the prayer hall was vandalised. Charges have been laid against eight suspects after the property was damaged last weekend. The Beit al-Salam Mosque has been vandalised 9 times. Imam at the mosque, Wadud Janud, says the attacks have taken their toll on the community.
The physical damage, it will take a few days to repair, but the psychological repercussions that it sends, the shockwaves that it sends throughout the community, that is something that will take time, definitely. Our response will be that of countering that hatred, countering that ignorance, with love and education and awareness.
8 men aged between the ages of 18 and 62 have been charged over the attack, with 1 count each of burglary and trespass. They've been released on bail to face court in late October. And to sport. In the AFL, West Coast has posted just its 2nd win of the season after holding out a fast-finishing Essendon. Veteran Josh Kennedy looked to have sealed the match with his fifth goal late in the final term, but two quick six-pointers to the Bombers gave the visitors a chance of pinching victory. But the Eagles' defence held firm to help secure a 10-point victory, their first at home in what has been a difficult season for the Perth-based side. Earlier, Tom Liberatore helped power the Western Bulldogs to a 42-point win over Hawthorn in Melbourne. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.